Welcome to the True Word of God Ministry, a Spirit-led ministry dedicated to sharing the gospel and reaching the unsaved for Christ. Throughout the tri-state area of Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, and around the world by means of revival services, radio broadcasting, and the internet. And now, Evangelist Luther Dingus.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for being with us once again this week for the broadcast service, and I pray that we can just be a wonderful blessing to you. We want to say Happy New Year to all of our listeners. I hope that the Christmas holiday was just a great success for you with your family and friends. And I hope the upcoming holiday, the New Year's, will bring on many, many new challenges for many people to get involved in the work of the Lord and to do things in this upcoming year that could be a blessing to them, their family, and a help to others. I tell you, when we schedule and challenge ourselves for things in the new year to come, we surely want to include the things that pertain to God. As I've said many times, there's a little saying that says there's only one life, and it'll soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Get involved in the Lord's work. If this past year didn't hold much interest in the things that pertain to God, challenge yourself to move up a little closer, and I know the Lord will have a blessing for you. Well, we'll be sharing some songs with you today I know can lift up your heart, and we'll be sharing a message that can bless you today, and we want you to be part of this ministry with us. Get that pen and paper ready to take down the information that may interest you. Be part of our card ministry to get those cards out to those that are sick and shut in. Be part of our CD and cassette ministry. If you'd like to have a CD of any of the broadcasts, all you have to do is make that request. And if you'd like to have our monthly CD, where we have two recently preached messages on a gift CD free of charge, all you have to do is make the request, take down the address or the email or the phone number, and make that request, and we'll get that in the mail to you without cost or obligation. Well, at this time, we'll share a number and song.
Lord, I know when you saved me, you filled me with your Spirit, and I praise your holy name. But oh precious Lord, to be alive that others see, your Holy Spirit must be shining on me. Lord, will you empty me of every selfish thing that would hinder my sweet walk with thee? Shine down upon me and fill me anew in every way, Lord. Let me be more like you.
If we get ourselves out of the way and look to him. Now when your light, Lord, is shining upon me, there's no hiding its wonderful glow. Family and children, my neighbors and all my friends, when I'm in Jesus, then all others will know. Lord, will you empty me of every selfish thing that would hinder my sweet walk with thee? in every way, Lord, let me be more like you. Now shine down upon me and fill me anew. In every way, Lord, let me be more like you.
Well, praise the Lord. I hope that number and song was a special blessing to you. Well, at this time, we want to share with you our prayer list. Hold these folks up to the Lord. These families, some have lost loved ones. Some are in the hospital, the rest homes. Some are even under hospice care. So many needs today. And our many prayer warriors and listeners, they're expecting you to hold them up to the Lord when you pray. Remember the family of Sister Ruthie Colley. She was laid to rest this week. This is our son-in-law, Larry. This is his mother. Pray for that family that God would just comfort them. And also the family of Brother Willis Knapper. He, too, was laid to rest, a longtime friend of ours. And their family, I know, also would appreciate your prayers. And we want you to remember in prayer Janet Watts and Sandy Pelfrey. Now, these are close relatives to Sister Dorothy Watts, and Sister Dorothy is a longtime prayer warrior for this ministry, very active in the card ministry, and we appreciate her for that. And Sister Dorothy's going to be 90 this coming September, Lord willing, and she still takes an active part in the card ministry and does the things that she can do. Her sister, Lucinda Dingus, remember her in prayer. Bobby Marshall emailed us with special prayer requests for him and his family. The Lord knows all about that. Sister Marie Glisby, we love and appreciate her. Sister Louise Atkins, Sister Wilda Atkins and her daughter Lana and all their family. Sister Claria Isaac, remember her in prayer. And she's been in under hospice care for several days now. Pray for that family that God would strengthen them. Judy, her daughter, they've been faithful listeners to our broadcast for many years, and we appreciate them very much. They have loved ones and friends in Northern Ohio that listen by the way of internet, and we appreciate that also. Sister Betty Collins, we love and appreciate her. She sent us a beautiful card with a love offering, and so many of our precious friends send us Christmas cards. And oh, how they're such a blessing to me and Judy. We appreciate each and every one. Every card that we received, as far as I know, we read the entire card and took a moment to think about our precious friends, and we appreciate you for that. Brother Bob and Sister Mary Bryant, remember them in prayer. Brother Anthony Fitch, overcoming a serious accident, he's doing a little better now. Continue to pray for him. Brother Kurt Robertson, he was our card recipient last week, and I hope you got a card out to him. Brother Kurt was involved in a serious lawnmower accident this last summer, and also he has other health issues that he needs prayer. Brother Buell and Sister Maxine Wellman, we talked to Brother Buell on the phone a few days ago from Columbus, Ohio. They still need your prayer. Sister Maxine is still in rehabilitation and therapy. Brother Ronnie Childers, he's been having some health issues with his lungs and breathing. Hold him up to the Lord. He's a wonderful man of God, a wonderful preacher, and he needs your prayer. Sister Pearl Ann Williamson and all of her family, Sister Rosa Lovejoy, Brother Earl and Sister Frances Burgess and their family, Brother Rex and Sister Nary Maynard, Brother Carl McKinn, we appreciate him, Brother Frank and Sister Connie McCarty from out at the Sims Valley Free Will Baptist Church, and also Brother Luther and Sister Lenora Ferguson, Brother Wayne and Sister Peach Mathis, we appreciate them, Brother Steve and Sister Barb McFan, and as we said earlier, all of our listeners out in Northern Ohio and North Carolina and Kentucky and West Virginia, people that are out of the radio listening area, they listen by means of internet, and we appreciate that very much. Sister Dora and Franklin Stevens, remember them in prayer. We want to send this next song out in memory of Isetta Thompson Atkins. This was Sister Dora's aunt, and she'd gone on to be with the Lord, and we want to send out a song especially to all of her family. So at this time, we'll have that number in song.
Sweet peace and rest, where I'll go to live with all the blessed.
So when my work
down here is all through, oh, there I'll see all my friends gone home, and I'll join them in a brand new song. My hope is I can see you too. Oh, I'm looking for that happy when a home in heaven will be mine, and I feel the time is not far away. I'll walk on streets of pure snow, and I'll wear a robe as white as snow when he beckons me home to stay.
Time and Jesus' face will always shine, for he is all the light we'll ever need. And there'll be
no pain or sorrow there, and we'll have no heavy loads to bear. On his sweet manna we will feed. Oh, I'm looking for that hand time
when a home
in heaven will be mine, and I feel the time is not far away. I'll walk on streets of pure snow,
and I
wear a robe as white as snow
when he beckons
me home to stay. All streets of pure snow,
and I wear
a robe as white as snow
when he beckons
me home to stay.
Well, praise the Lord. I hope that number and song blessed your heart. Also remember in prayer, Brother Jr. and Sister Louise Ratliff. We appreciate them. Sister Cora Burns, Brother Jimmy Webb, Sister Margie Holbrook, Sister Harriet Jordan. Judy and I visited her a few days ago, just had a wonderful visit. We love Sister Harriet and all of her family. Brother Dallas and Sister Irene Robinson, we appreciate them very much. They too are faithful listeners and prayer warriors for our ministry. Brother Robert Matheny and the rest home, and he needs your prayers, and he too's a great prayer warrior for us. We appreciate Brother Robert. He's blind and not able to do anything for himself, but he can pray and talk to the Lord, and we appreciate him. Sister Ethel Harvey and her family, Vernon and Happy Robertson, our brother-in-law and sister-in-law, I hope everything's going well for them. Sister Ruby Markham, Brother Dana and Sister Tennessee Hannah, our good friend Brother Henry Cochran from Northern Ohio. He's a great prayer warrior for our ministry. Brother Delbert and Sister Geraldine Aggins and their family. And Brother Delbert and Sister Geraldine have been having some sicknesses. And Brother Delbert especially, just seemed like he's getting weaker, and he needs your prayers today. They had a special prayer request last week for Maybelline Wall, but I misunderstood their prayer request, and Maybelline Wall has already gone on to be with the Lord. So let's be holding that family up to the Lord when we pray. Brother Glenn and Sister Joyce Frazier, Brother Lucian and Sister Faye Keaton, and Brother Lucian has been very, very sick. Continue to pray for him. Brother Alfie and Sister Edith Watts, Brother Sammy and Sister Tammy Queen, faithful listeners. Brother J.C. and Sister Ruth Ramey, remember them in prayer from up at Crum, West Virginia. And Brother J.C. was a card recipient a few weeks ago, and I understand that he's doing better, and we thank the Lord for that. And also remember Brother Chuck McCormick. Brother Chuck had a heart attack a few weeks ago and has had bypass surgery, I understand. And Brother Chuck is a longtime preaching friend that we've been acquainted with for several years. And Brother Chuck is going to be our card recipient today. So you get that pen and paper to take down his name and the address where you can mail that card right after the message today. And also we want to send a broadcast out to his wife, Sister Debbie, and her mother, Sister Frieda Thompson. We love and appreciate their entire family. Brother Rudolph, Sister Frieda's husband, was also a minister, and he'd been gone on to be with the Lord for a while, and I know that he's terribly missed here in this life. Well, at this time, we'll share another number in song.
Is almost here for me to leave this world of care. Soon I'll cross death's dark and rolling sea. Friends, don't weep for me or sigh when I bid this world goodbye. I'll see the precious one who died for me. I'll see the precious one who died for me, the one who hung on Calvary's rugged tree. He suffered shame and agony, that I from sin might be set free. I'll see the precious one who died for me. And loved ones wait just inside those pearly gates. And someday their precious face I will see. But the thought that thrills me most is when I count up all the calls. I'll see the precious one who died for me. I'll see the precious one who died for me, the one who hung on Calvary's rugged tree. He suffered shame and agony, that I from sin might be set free. I'll see the precious one who died for me. He suffered shame and agony, that I from sin might be set free. I see the precious one who died for me.
Well, praise the Lord. Just before we go to the Lord in prayer, we want to send the broadcast out this week in memory, as we said earlier, of Izetta Thompson Atkins, and also in memory of Sister Christine Markham. December 30th makes a year that she went to be with the Lord, and we want you to remember Brother Ray and their family. Sister Mary Robertson, my aunt, my mother's sister, she went to be with the Lord in 2006, and this week would have been her birthday. Also in memory of Brother Albert Thompson from Glen Hayes, West Virginia. In memory of Sister Brenda Bowens, this is Brother Gary's wife, and we appreciate Brother Gary and their family. And also in memory of our cousin, Brother Ernest Watts, who went to be with the Lord in 2010. But at this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we bow before you, we praise you for this day, for the privilege of reaching out over the internet and over the radio. The broadcast, Lord, the ministry that you blessed us to have, we thank you so much for that. Lord, our prayer today is that we could be a blessing to each one that's listening. Those that are sick and shut in, confined to their homes, give them that special blessing. those that may be traveling on the highway today, Lord, and just listening as they pass through our community. Give them a blessing. Help those that are unprepared to realize that they need a Savior more than anything else in the world. Lord, we pray today for those that have been less fortunate during this holiday season, that you just draw them close to you and comfort them. Provide the meals, the food that they need, Lord. Provide the encouragement at heart that they stand in need of. Lord, each one is on the prayer list today. We pray, Lord, that you look upon them in the hospital, the rest homes, the hospice home. Lord, you know the need of every individual. And we know, Lord, that you're able to supply that need according to thy riches and glory. Now, Lord, be with us through the remainder of the broadcast. Bless the message that it could reach out and do that which is pleasing unto you. Bless the songs, Lord, and everything is said and done. Stir the hearts of our listeners, Lord, that they too will pray and get involved in your work, that we may strive hard together, Lord, to win souls for you. Just give us a good broadcast. Bless the ministry, Lord, in this upcoming new year, and we'll praise you for it all. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we just praise the Lord for the privilege of prayer. I like to say this, in this upcoming new year, and you're thinking about things that you can do to be a blessing and a help in the Lord's work, when you think about those things, I would ask that you consider our ministry. We always need the financial help for the broadcast. Every month we have to set forth a new challenge to make sure that we have the finances as needed to do the things we need to do, and you can be part of that by simply sending your small offering, whatever it may be, to the True Word of God Ministry, in which we'll announce the address at the end of the message today. But you ask the Lord what he'd have you to do, and you do that which the Lord puts on your heart. You say, well, preacher, I'm not able to send money, but I would that you would pray for us, that God would just use us. The power of prayer is a great asset to any ministry. Well, just before we get into the message, we want to say happy birthday this week to Brother Mike Wilson, the funeral director at the Wilson's Funeral Home at Louisa, and also a dear friend of ours. We appreciate them. Sister Amy Dean has a birthday coming up the 30th. And also our sister, Sister Kathy Dangus, has a birthday January 2nd. Gabriel Kelly has a birthday December 30th. This is Brother Roger Kelly and Sister Lottie Boy. Brother Virgil Pack has a birthday today, and we appreciate Brother Virgil, and Lord willing, we'll be with them in a few days at their church to bring the message, and we're looking forward to that. Brother Russell Watts, our uncle, has a birthday coming up January 1st. Lucinda Dingus from Mount Gay, West Virginia, has a birthday coming up January 4th. I believe she will be 100 at her birthday, so let's pray especially for her. And also, happy birthday to Jim Castle from Louisa, Kentucky. Well, if you don't have a pen and paper, be getting that, because right after the message, we'll be sharing some important mailing information, our card recipient for this week, and also our upcoming appointments. At this time, let us get right into the Word of God.
It's a blessing to see all of you folks here. I know there are probably folks here that I haven't seen in a long time. Maybe some of you folks I've never seen before. But if you know the Lord today, you're my brother and sister in the Lord. We're a family today because we've got the same blood. The blood of King Emmanuel has been applied to our life. And we have been made a new creature. The family of God today, they've got their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And everyone that's in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know what? They're my brother and my sister in the Lord. If your name's there today, we're a family, and we can rejoice together. The Bible said if we're children, then we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ. We're a children of God, and we're heirs to heaven when this life is over. Isn't that wonderful? We all know today that life is temporal. Life is fragile. We're just here for a little while. and then we're going to our long home. And as you get older in life, you realize that becomes more and more of a reality to you. Sometimes it's hard for young people to realize how it would be when you start getting older, and it's hard for young people to realize that life is so fragile. They think they've got plenty of time left, but I'm telling you, death is no respecter of person, and everybody, my friend, is going to depart this life. And when you depart this life, your name is either going to be in that Lamb's Book of Life with the family of God. It never said with the Free Will Baptist or with the Methodist or the Presbyterian or the United Baptist, but it teaches us the family of God. Everyone whose name was not found written in that book was cast into that place of punishment where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. I'm going to read a scripture today from the 3rd chapter of the book of Matthew, if you'd like to read along with us, and then we're going to go with the Lord. We're going to try not to take very long today, because I know today that this is a special day for this church, and the time of dinner and even after the service is a wonderful time of fellowship. Yeah. I preached the homecoming services here at this church for several years now, and it's a wonderful time of fellowship. It's kind of like just being in church the second time. We just fellowship and talk and just have a good time together. And I know Brother Roger in the church, if you're the first timer here at this homecoming, they'd want you to feel the same way. They'd want you to take your liberty and feel free today in this homecoming service. We're going to read from the 3rd chapter, and we're going to start at the 10th verse, and we're going to read 3 verses. I don't know how long you have to preach before you stop getting nervous. I've been preaching for 37 years and I still get nervous. Young preachers have asked me, said, does that ever leave you? I said, I don't, it never did leave me. But you pray for us today. My thought today is that there's two kinds of people. You know, I can think of many, many texts to preach on, but I have to go with what God inspires my mind with. And that's what I always felt would do the most good. If I tried to avoid, Brother Charles, what God puts on my mind, it might not please the Lord. And if it doesn't please the Lord, it most likely won't help nobody else. But if we please the Lord, I believe it'll be a blessing to others. Yeah. Beginning at the 10th verse of the 3rd chapter of the book of Matthew. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge the floor and gather the wheat into the garner, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Yeah. And so today that gives us two options there. We can either be part of the fruit that's gathered into the garner, or we're going to be part of the chaff that's going to be cast into fire unquenchable. There's no third place. There's no place for pretty good people, for a good Joe or a nice guy or a good moral man. The Bible teaches us we've got a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The Bible, all through the scripture, is very plain in teaching two directions in life. One's good, the other's bad. One's heaven, the other's hell. And in this life, I thought comparing the human being with all the other creatures in the world today, Brother Roger, the human being is the only creature that God has allowed him or her to make the choice for themselves of what direction in life they want to go. Every other creature just follows what is called nature. They just do what God had intended for them to do. Every animal, every beast of the field, every fish of the sea, they just do their part, what God intended for them to do. But the human being, the person that's made in the image and the the likeness of God, God has awarded him the option, the choice, to go whichever way in life that he decides. People might say today that God sent people to hell. Brother Rick, God has never sent nobody to hell. People that die and go to hell when life is over, they chose that way of life. They chose the direction they wanted to go in life because God has given you that mind. That's why it was what we call the human being, the creatures of the family today that we are. My friend, we are above all the other creatures because we're a creature that's next to God. We're made in His image and in His likeness. And so today, I don't care how little you think of yourself. I don't care how uneducated or how educated, how rich or how poor. My friend, it does not matter today. If you're famous or unfamous, it's the same for everybody. They come to the place in life, Brother Roger, where two ways meet. My friend, it's like we would say with hillbilly terminology, they come to the forks of the road. And my friend, and when you come to the place in your life that you have to make a decision, that's when God is passing by and dealing with your heart. That's when God is convicting you of your sins. I'm sure today that there's people here in this congregation, my friend, without a doubt in my mind, sin is in their life. Without a doubt in my mind, there's people today that will have the opportunity to make the choice today of which road they want to take in life. And my friend, listen to what the scripture said. The Bible said, I set before you good and evil. I set before you life and death. He never said, I set before you good and evil in a third place. Or I set before you life and death in a pretty good place. But you've got a choice. Heaven to gain and hell to shun. My friend, the road that leads to glory. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And no man cometh unto me except the Father who sent me should draw him. Oh, the road that leads to glory is by Jesus Christ. But the road that leads to everlasting punishment, the Bible said, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many be them that go in thereat. Oh, the good news today. My friend, you don't have to take that road. You don't have to take the road that leads to destruction. Because God loved you so much that He sent His Son into this world to hang between the heavens and the earth, to be that sacrifice for our sins, the Lamb without spot and without blemish, that you can make the choice to make heaven your home when this life is over. There's two ways to go, and you're going to decide. You know, Joshua told the people when they were undecided. I tell you, if you're in an undecided state and you die that way, you're going to hell. You can't go to heaven unless you decide to take the road which is Jesus. They used to sing a song, I'll take the road I know. And say, listen, and unless you decide to take Jesus, you'll end up in eternal punishment. The Bible teaches us that here in the first psalm it said, blessed. I love the first psalm, Brother Roger, because it gives us the contrast of two different kinds of people. There's a people that's on the road to glory, and there's a people that's on the road to hell. And say, listen, and the Bible said, blessed is the man. Now, if you want to be blessed when you come down to die, you have to have that born again experience with Jesus. That's not optional today, Brother Larry. But the scripture says you must be born again. You can't get around that today. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, there's people today that'll take advice and counsel Brother Frank, from things that are not even godly, from people that are not even godly, from people that have never been born again, people that are living a perverted lifestyle. They'll take advice and counsel from anybody, but listen, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner. Do you know what you're doing if you're a Christian today and you're seeking the advice and counsel, my friend, from ungodly sources in life? In essence, you're standing in the way of a sinner, because you're telling a sinner that's the thing to do. But my friend, that's not the thing to do today. If you want to make heaven your home, you have to seek advice and counsel from the Lord of glory. Nor standeth in the way of a sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I tell you, Satan will help people today to scorn and belittle everything that's going on. Find a fault to it. I have actually known people that was more interested in finding a fault to something than they was trying to seek out the good. When they go to church, they wanted to find a fault to the service rather than accepting the blessings that showered down from heaven. But I'm telling you today, you cannot be one of those people that are sitting in the seat of the scornful. Some people will say like this, Brother Roger, well, if so and so up there goes to heaven, I don't have anything to worry about. If they make it with their lifestyle, I'll be right there with them. But I want you to know, you can't make it to heaven by scorning other people. You cannot justify yourself by somebody else's failures. I know there's people that profess Christianity all through our land and country, and it's not a good thing. But they profess to know the Lord. But the Bible, Brother Rick, said their hearts are far from Him. But you cannot justify yourself by somebody else's failures. My friend, you can't justify yourself by scorning somebody else. You can't scorn. People like to belittle sometimes the way that some churches may conduct service. That doesn't do a thing for you spiritually. Some people may belittle the way a preacher preaches. That doesn't do a thing for you spiritually. Or a singing group singing, or somebody praying. Satan specializes today in helping you to find fault with things today to keep you, my friend, on the broad road. Do you know today Satan doesn't care if you go to church? Go to church all you want to. The Bible said when Job went up to the house of worship that Satan came along also. Satan don't care for you going to church. It's as long as you don't worship the Lord. As long as you don't take part in the service. As long as you don't commit yourself to Christ. Go to church all you want to. There has been people that have went to church all of their life and have died and went to hell because they failed to submit themselves unto the Lord. That's the first three verses of the first psalm. But listen today, those are directed to the righteous. Blessed is that man. Are you blessed today? When you evaluate yourself, can you say, I'm blessed in the sight of God? Well, sometimes you see that license plate. I'm not perfect, just forgiven. Christian people are subject to mistake. But oh, when they make a mistake or some thought goes wrong in their mind, you know what a Christian's going to do? They're going to pray and ask the Lord to forgive them, to help them, to keep their affection set on things above and not on the things of this world. I don't care how long you've been a Christian. They'll always, somebody say, I'd like to be a Christian, but I'm afraid I'll have bad thoughts, or I'm afraid of this, or I'm afraid of that. Listen, just as I said, I've never, in the 36 or 37 years I've been a preaching, I've never got past the place of being known nervous sometimes when I get up to preach. And you'll never get to the place in life where you won't have to deal with the temptations of sin. Oh, but thank God today, the Bible said in every temptation, I'll make a way for your escape. Ain't you glad for that today? What's your escape route, preacher? It's the same one I had the time that the Lord set me free. Somebody said, what do you do with those thoughts, preacher? When you think something that's not good, I take it back to Calvary, Brother Frank, and lay it at the feet of Jesus and say, listen, you know what? That precious blood of the Lamb without spot and without blemish, my friend, of the sacrifice that was sent from heaven, my friend, to take care of your past sins. It'll take care of your present mistakes, and it'll take care of your future problems if you'll put your trust in Him. No, I don't try to solicit a freedom to sin, because you know Jesus, Apostle Paul said, well, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because grace abounds, he said, God forbid. Being a Christian is not licensed to sin, but I tell you what, when you make a mistake and you're weak and you fail, you can bring it to Calvary.
Yeah, that's right, my brother.
I go to Calvary quite often. Sometimes praying for help, sometimes praying for forgiveness. The Bible said in the second three verses of the Psalms, it said the ungodly are not so. They're not like the people that was in those first three verses, blessed. The ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Now when they gathered their wheat and to put in the garner, as I had read to you, the wheat is gathered into the garner, and the chaff is cast into fire unquenchable. When they would thresh the wheat, Brother Rick, and there were the little petals of wheat, the little grains of wheat that they could use to make food, would fall off onto what they called the threshing floor. And then those little light things called the chaff that was around the wheat, I like to think they'd like to catch a smooth breeze, Brother Frank, when they was doing that. And when they threshed the wheat, and the kernels of wheat would fall onto the floor, and the smooth breeze would carry the chaff away from the threshing floor. I'll tell you what, when that smooth breeze, I like an old song they used to sing, I can feel the breeze from the crystal sea. I'm telling you, when that good smooth breeze from heaven's country is passing by, do you know what? You can have your sins cleansed and taken away forever and forever. I say, listen, the ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Listen to this. The ungodly, don't think an ungodly person some way, some means, by some slim chance can get into heaven. It don't work that way. The ungodly are not so. My friend, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, neither shall the sinner stand in the congregation of the righteous. You could search heaven till time no longer, which is eternity. You'll never find an ungodly there. You'll never find a sinner there. Sinners and ungodly don't go to heaven. My friend, and listen, you say, well, I don't sin very much. A man told me one time, talking about living right, he said, I don't cuss very much, Luther. I said, it don't matter. He said, why? I said, because you're going to go to hell anyway. If you don't get saved, you can't be one that sins a little bit or a whole lot, cuss a little or cuss a lot, steal a little or steal a lot. The Bible said, if you're guilty of the least, you're guilty of the whole. There's no such thing in the eyes of God as big sinners and little sinners. That's how we evaluate people. Boy, that's an awful mean man, ain't it? He gets into a fight every time he gets out. We evaluate people like that. But with the precious blood of the Lamb, that sacrifice without spot and without blemish, our sinful life is not evaluated that way. In the book of Isaiah, it said, come, Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white like wool. Though they be as crimson, I'll make them like snow. And so today, my friend, you're not evaluated by the abundance of sin or how little you sinned, or what a good moral man you was, or what a bad man you was, or a woman. And listen, you're evaluated whether or not the blood of Jesus has been applied to your life, and you have lived according to God's word. And but it said like this: the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. If you're righteous, you're in good hands with God. And if you're unrighteous, you're doomed for that place of punishment. There's two ways in life, and you have to make the choice. And when the Lord passes by is the time of choice. That's the time that you've come to the forks of the road, as we'll put it that way. You're going to, if you're unsaved today and God speaks to your heart, you're going to make the choice which way you want to go. You know, Jesus talked about the forks of the road one time. He told his disciples, he said, go down to a place where two ways meet. That was the forks of the road. And you'll find a colt there that's tied. Bring the colt to me. But I want to say this today. In our life, you will come to the place where two ways meet. You will come to the place that you must. It's not optional. And you will. You will make a choice. You will say yes to the Lord, or you'll say no. You'll either go the right direction, or you'll go the wrong direction. And now listen to this. Isaiah said like this in the 6th chapter. He said, in the year the king Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And when he saw the angels of the Lord, they cried, holy, holy, holy. I listened because of the great majesty of God. You can't get around God. My friend, you're surely going to answer to God when life is over. Listen to this. You're here today because of God. Had it not been for God, you wouldn't even be here. We are the creation of God. And the Bible said, whether we live, we are the Lord's. Amen. And whether we die, we are the Lord's. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. You can't get around God. You will answer to Him. When Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, he said, whoa. He began to evaluate himself. If you're evaluating yourself right now, if you're thinking things over in your mind, well, I really need to be a Christian. I really ought to give my life to the Lord. Those thoughts are coming from the Lord. If you're thinking right now, I'm not going to pay no attention to that preacher. I'm just here for the dinner. I'm just here because so-and-so invited me. If you're ignoring that today, those thoughts are coming from Satan. Those thoughts are... He said, I set before you good and evil. There's good thoughts and there's wicked thoughts. Every time you have a good thought, Satan will come along with a wicked thought. Every time you think about doing a good thing, Satan will tell you why you shouldn't. How you need to keep living the life that you're living. But the Bible said he recognized what kind of a person he was. He saw the uncleanliness of his life. He saw the sinful nature that he had. You can't help becoming somebody said, well, I sure hate it that I've become a sinner like I am, and I'll get involved in so many bad things like I do. You cannot help becoming a sinner. David said, I was shaping in iniquity and in sin. Did my mother conceive me? You can't help becoming a sinner in life somewhere along life's journey. But thank God today you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay a sinner. When you come to the place where two ways meet, you can choose the right road and make your peace calling and election sure with God. He said, woe is me. I tell you, when the scripture pronounces a woe on you, you've got problems. When the scripture pronounces a blessing on you, you're in good shape. As the old saying is, if you can read the blessings of God and you say, that fits my life, that fits me, that's the way I am, then you're, as the old saying is, you're good to go. But when you read those woes, woe is me, he said, for I'm a man of unclean lips. You know what he's saying? I talk dirty. I use foul language. I'm not a very nice talking guy. And I dwelled in the midst of a people. That's the kind of people I hang around with. That's the kind of people I live with. That's what he's saying. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And say, listen, then the Bible said that one of the seraphims, the angel of the Lord, took with the tongs, listen, afresh from the altar in heaven. I'm so glad today that even though the plan of salvation, Brother Frank, is 2,000 years old today, what the Lord gives you when you come to the forks of the road, when you come to where two ways meet, and you decide, my friend, to accept Jesus. I'm glad today that what the Lord does for you, it's a fresh dose of salvation, my friend, straight from the throne of God, reserved for you. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, understandeth in the way of the sinner, and there sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is your life to delight today in the Lord. You can have that today if you put your trust in him. Listen, he said, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And then the angel brought the live coal of fire. Now when you get saved by a real born again experience, I'm not talking about a lip profession. A lip profession has very little value or none without the heart possession. You must have the heart possession.
Yeah, I am, brother.
And if you'll accept that and look to the Lord of glory, he that believeth in his heart unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And when you do that, the Lord of glory will set you free from the bondage of sin. The angel of the Lord brought the live coal of fire. We're baptized of a lively hope. Which I read in your hearing, he shall baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yeah.
We're baptized of a lively hope by the Spirit of God. Anything other than that will die and perish. The Bible said the things that you can see are temporal. That includes this body. That includes this new church house. The things you can see are temporal, but the things that you cannot see, they are eternal. And listen, there's a part of you that's eternal today. Whether you want to accept it or not, that's entirely up to you. But there's a part of you, even after you are gone, that's going to live on and on. But oh, if you've been touched by the power of God, if you've been touched with that live coal of fire, if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost and with fire, and your name is in that Lamb's Book of Life today, you can rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because if you should die in that state, the Bible said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And the Lord finds favor today when his children are triumphant unto the end and die with the hope in the Lord. He said, woe is me. He knew that there was no hope for him except he would turn to the Lord. When you realize that there's no hope for you to live in heaven except you turn to the Lord, you're in a real good condition to get saved. And when the angel of the Lord touched his lips with the live coal of fire, he said, now all thy sins are cleansed and thine iniquities are forgiven. And all after he was changed, you know, I like to think about when the Lord comes into your heart, you know what he does? He puts that peaceful spirit there. That's that good news from a far country when the Lord passes by and comes into your heart. When you can feel that assurance in your heart that I'm no longer in danger of hell's fire, but I've got a better home awaiting. Well, sure, I'm not telling you become a Christian and everything becomes perfect. It's not that way. You still have obstacles in life. It's not all a bed of roses. You still have things to deal with. But oh, when you pillow your head at night and you've got the Lord of glory in your heart, you can know that there's a better home awaiting on the other side.
Well, praise the Lord for you being with us today. At this time, we'll share with you our upcoming appointments. Tonight, Lord willing, at the 6 p.m. service, we'll be at the Spring Valley Free Will Baptist Church, and that's on Spring Valley Drive in Huntington, West Virginia, and the pastor there is Brother Willis Mills. A New Year's Eve service Tuesday, December 31st at 8 p.m. will be at the 5th Avenue Free Will Baptist Church with Brother Ray Vance and our many wonderful friends there. We're looking forward to that. And that's on 5th Avenue in the Guyandotte section of Huntington. And that service gets underway at 8 p.m. And I know they'll just have a wonderful time. They usually have visiting singers, refreshments about 10 o'clock, and just a good time of fellowship and worship to pray the old year out and the new year in. Next Saturday, Lord willing, January 4th at the 6 p.m. service, we'll be at the Upper Tabor's Creek Free Will Baptist Church, and that's on Route 37 at Fort Gay, West Virginia, and the pastor there is Brother Virgil Pack. Next Sunday, Lord willing, January 5th at the 2 p.m. service, we'll be at the Mudfork Free Will Baptist Church, and that's on Mudfork Road in Burdenville, West Virginia, and the pastor there is Brother Albert Collins. And Sunday, January 12th, Lord willing, at the 11:30 a.m. service, we'll be at the Laurel Creek Free Will Baptist Church, and that's on Laurel Creek Road at Lenore, West Virginia, and the pastor there is Brother James Ed Baston. And for more future appointments where we'll be in the near future, you can visit our website at www.truewordofgod.org. Well, the True Word of God Ministry card recipient for this week, December 29th, is Reverend Chuck McCormick, R-E-V-C-H-U-C-K, Chuck McCormick, M-C-C-O-R-M-I-C-K, Reverend Chuck McCormick, care of True Word of God Ministry, Post Office Box 911, Fort Gay, West Virginia, 25514. And Brother Chuck has had a serious heart attack along with bypass surgery. And let's pray for him and his family, hold him up to the Lord, and let's lift him up with many cards and letters to be a blessing to him and Sister Debbie and all their family. A few kind words in a card or a letter is always a special blessing. Our mailing information is also Post Office Box 911, Fort Gay, West Virginia, 25514. Our phone number is 304-648-5901. Our email address is luther@truewordofgod.org. And that website, once again, is truewordofgod.org. Our broadcast includes Saturday on WFGH 90.7 FM at Fort Gay, and also on Fort Gay Station on Sunday, Saturday at 12:30 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. And that can also be heard online at WFGHFM.com. So if you have friends in any other state or any place in the world that have internet access, they can go to these radio station websites and listen to the broadcast as they air. Sunday at 2 p.m. on WEMM 107.9 FM in Huntington, West Virginia. And that can be heard at WEMMFM.com. Well, we just praise the Lord for you being with us today. Hold us up to the Lord in your prayers. Let us hear from you. Let us know the broadcast has been a blessing to you. It's always wonderful to hear from our many listeners, and that in itself is a blessing to us. And before we depart today, we want to say once again, Happy New Year, and I hope that you and your family just have a great time together. Remember, the new year that the Lord gives us, let's get out and do greater things for Him. At this time, I say may God bless you real good until our next radio broadcast.